This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Joining us on the live line is Kyle Simonelli, president of Simonelli Real Estate. Kyle, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Simonelli, they've just recently issued a survey asking what people want to see in downtown Buffalo. Tell us a little bit about where the idea came from.
Well, first, good morning. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. So, Simonelli's headquartered in downtown Buffalo, and we've played a significant role in its life through since really the mid-80s. And, we've been looking at ways to revitalize downtown. And one of the ways that Simonelli can best do that is bring more residents down there. We really believe that more people living downtown is important for the future of downtown. So as we look at several projects throughout downtown, we really wanted to have a pulse check on downtown residents and workers to really fully understand what they would want from downtown living.
Kyle, who do you want to take the survey? People who are living and working downtown or people outside of the downtown area?
Well, the vast majority of the respondents either live or work downtown. We did have some suburban respondents, but really we wanted to learn from the entire community what they would want from downtown living. And, it really is the heart of our region.
The survey asked about preferred housing features, and that caught my eye, such as safety, maybe green space around where someone lives, lifestyle amenities. What have you seen in other markets that are maybe similar in size to Buffalo and how they handle amenities and how many people they have living in their downtown area?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're seeing in similar cities as, coming out of COVID, we really need to find ways to rehab buildings that are no longer used correctly, whether it be office space or whatever. And what they're doing is converting to residential, as you mentioned. So highly amenitized buildings, security is important. Really the same features that you would see in a nice hotel or in a nice office building, people are now expecting in their apartment buildings. So, whether it's obviously a gym, outdoor space was it really came back as an important feature within the survey. But most importantly, I think for downtown, walkability and safety came out as the top two. And those two things really need to be addressed for people to feel comfortable to live downtown.
What about parking and grocery stores? Is that in the survey at all?
Parking is in the survey. Grocery stores is not. Parking, I think, in Buffalo is always important to provide adequate parking. But, I think one of the misconceptions around Buffalo is that parking is difficult. And I really just think it's communication around how many parking options we have that needs to get better. I think there are a lot of viable parking options in downtown Buffalo.
And then there's another interesting question here, too, asking about a rent subsidy from employers, if that would encourage people to live downtown. What have you heard from respondents about that one?
That was actually a very popular idea, and we got a very favorable response there. And that's promising because we did have a lot of our corporate friends and partners help pump this out to their employees, whether it was 43 North, Delaware North, or Odu. And a lot of their respondents had would have interest in sort of corporate housing, so slightly subsidized housing from by their corporations. And we've been in discussions with some of these companies already about potential options.
What have you noticed, Kyle, with Simonelli about downtown and how it's changed just over the last few years?
Well, you know, obviously we have hybrid schedules that we have to work with from the office workers. You know, I think the good news there is that I don't think we're ever going to see a full 5-day work week again, but it's getting upwards of 3 and 4, which is much better than I think we thought things would have been 3 or 4 years ago. But I think, you know, downtown's actually gotten a lot safer too in the last 9 months. I think Mayor Scanlon's done a phenomenal job. You see more police force on foot, which I think is great. So it's really going in the right direction, but I think we need more creativity from the public sector to figure out how we can bring more housing downtown. And I see more housing. We really have the top end and the bottom end covered well. We have a lot of affordable options. We have a lot of high-end condo options downtown, but that middle market's really lacking. And I think that's why you see a lot of empty storefronts, and that's why you hear from a lot of the restaurants that they're not doing well unless there's events downtown. So we're really trying to cover that piece of the market.
And what do you think about bringing new jobs downtown? Do they kind of go hand in hand, bringing the housing there and bringing new jobs?
I think so, yeah. I mean, what we're hearing from a lot of our tenants and our other friends in the community is that when they're recruiting from out of town, these candidates are looking for housing options that are close to where they work, because that's really a common theme in a lot of other cities. So if we're able to provide those housing options, it only helps our employers grow and keep these jobs in Buffalo. So I think it does go hand in hand.
How can people take this survey, Kyle, and how long will it be out for, you know, before we get a look at the results?
We still have respondents flowing in as we speak, and it is on our website at simonelli.com. It's on all of our social media pages. So, just a simple search through social media or our website, you should be able to find it pretty easily.
All right. Great stuff, Kyle. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully people continue to fill that out, and hopefully it leads to much more progress downtown. That is Kyle Simonelli. He is president of Simonelli Real Estate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.